Thanks, Bethan. Yes, they're not two talks. This is the intro bit, and the real talk comes later. After such positive comments last week, I decided to wear the shirt again. I don't do black and reds, really, you know. So I'm Jamie. I'm obviously not Hannah Bunting, much to Pete's relief, I'm sure. I'm Jamie Methurst, and normally I'm hidden behind there making a joyful noise, or maybe just a noise, alien. On the organ there, sometimes leading here, but this is my first talk, my first sermon, so please be gentle with me. Thank you. What I want to do this morning is to think about what it is to be a disciple of Jesus. So this is the interactive bit, or one of them. I'd like you, if you would, to shout out clearly, because I'm not getting any younger. Disciple. Any words that you associate with disciple, or you think, you know, what's characteristic of being a disciple? Any words that come to mind? Follow up. Great. Oh, great one to begin. Hang on. Follow up. Sorry? Discipline. I'll put it over here. Great. Thank you. Student. Great. Sorry, what was that?
Learning.
Oh, this is great. Taking risks. Whew, this sermon could go on for a very long time. Taking risks. Friend of Jesus. Great. Maybe I needn't actually do a sermon. We'll just look at these. Friend of Jesus. I apologise for the writing. Sorry, there was one. Sorry?
Loyalty.
Thanks, Hen. Loyalty. I love that. Sorry? Example. I'm not going to bend down because I won't get up again. There we go. Example. Oh, fantastic. Follower, discipline, student. It's interesting, actually, the Welsh word for disciple, discible, is also the Welsh word for pupil. Learning, taking risks, friend of Jesus, loyalty, an example. That's perfect. Think about those. Come back in part two.
Just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other.
Thank you very much, John, for the reading. If any of the children want to come to the front, it's make your own disciple time. This, I hope, will work. And I apologise now for any sticky fingers. So, whilst I'm chatting away, if you want to do something more interesting, ooh, I've got some plates there. Oh, good, and adult helpers too. Whoa, great. Okay, my people. Hello. Right, we've got some plates there, and we've got some gingerbread disciples, we'll call them, there. If you'd like to take... I've got some more plates.
I have a plain one.
Yeah, you have a plain one. There we go. Just talk amongst yourselves for a second. It's always more organised when Hannah does this. There we go. Okay, now then, if I could also hand out the gingerbread disciples, we should have enough. Yep, it should be okay. If you want to take one of those, there you go.
Oh,
well, you can eat, you can decorate them first, because what I'd like you to do, if you wish, is to decorate them. Oh, you've had one? Oh, never mind, have another one. Don't tell anyone. No, anybody can see. Oh, just his head. Oh, dear. Right. If I could... There we go. If you pass them around that side as well, that's fantastic. Now... Oh. Now, I know we don't have enough of these, but perhaps we can share. Do we do sharing? Right. Yeah. Oh, you have plates with that? Yeah, there's some plates down here. There's a spare one there. There we go. And the gingerbread man, would you like a... Oh, Laura, would you like one? I'm giving out some icing pens so you can draw on your disciples. You can give them eyes. You give them a mouth, moustache, nice beard. Whatever you like. Okay, there's a couple there. If you could share those out, that's fantastic. Thank you. These are edible. Okay, so while you're decorating your disciples, we'll have a little think about what we heard in the reading. And I'll put this prop here behind me there so we know, just to remind us of what we said earlier about the disciples. So, some of the wonderful words associated with disciples are discipleship, follower, discipline, student learning, taking risks, friend of Jesus, loyalty, and example. Now, Jesus chose his 12 disciples early on in his ministry. Normally, a disciple would choose which rabbi or teacher that he'd like to follow. The pens. Yeah, the pens are doing the rounds somewhere. Oh, sorry. Are we having trouble in doing the pens? Shall I do that one, sweetheart? There we go. There we go. I've taken the top off that one. That could result in a disaster. No, we're okay. Praying. Thank you. Keep praying. Okay, so the disciples would normally choose which rabbi or which teacher they'd want to follow. But we heard in the reading that John read that Jesus chose his 12 disciples. You did not choose me, but I chose and appointed you. And what a fantastic thing to be appointed as a disciple by Jesus. And they were chosen for a purpose. And the purpose becomes clear at the end of Matthew 28 when we read, "Go and make disciples of all nations." But the reading we heard this morning, the context of that is Jesus knows that he is coming to the end of his life. Soon he'll be dying on the cross for us. And so he's gathered his disciples together. And we know from reading in previous chapters that he's washed their feet. That he's talked about the Holy Spirit coming to them. And now Jesus is saying to his disciples, "Look, I'm about to leave you. Don't panic. Just do what I've been telling you and what I have been showing you. Look after each other and look after others." And more than that, he tells them more than once to love one another. As disciples, we love one another. And this is a really important message from Jesus. Do you think it's easy to love one another? Nope. There was a resounding nope from the front here. Is it difficult to love your little brother or sister when they're being really annoying? But Jesus tells them, just as God has loved him, Jesus, he loves them, the disciples. And he wants his disciples and wants us to do the same. And Jesus talks about love and he talks about friendship in this passage with his disciples. One of the most powerful verses, I think, and I don't know about you, but it sends a shiver down my spine every time. It's verse 13. "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay his life down for his friends." Jesus is soon to die for his disciples and for us. Now, we don't have to do that. We don't have to lay down our lives for our friends, but we can show our love for other people in different ways. We can listen to each other. We can love each other. We can give. We can offer encouragement and support. We can do acts of kindness and love. So I just want to spend a moment in quiet-ish prayer, just thinking about anybody we might know who might need some love and encouragement, an act of kindness. Let's pray together. Dear God, we might have friends and family who perhaps are going through a bit of a rough time at the moment. Perhaps they're being bullied at school. Perhaps people aren't nice to them. Perhaps there are difficulties at home. We just pray, Lord, that you'll put your loving arms right around them. Be with them and comfort them. And we pray, Lord, that you'll let us love them and offer support and encouragement and be nice to them. And then through that, they can see how we are disciples to you and how we love you. Amen.
Here you go.
Right, how are these gingerbread disciples coming out? Hey, that's a good one. You bit his head off. A poor disciple. Oh, Laura, that's, I love it. Oh, that's very smart buttons. Yours has disappeared somewhere. It's gone into your tummy. It's gone into your tummy.
I ate it.
You ate it? Oh, well, that's what they're there for. Don't worry. We've got some brilliant ones that... You just bit his head off. Oh, at it all. Oh, I love that one. That's smiley disciple. I love that one too. Oh, we're doing really well here. Now, Jesus goes on after our story, after the reading that we heard, to say that sometimes, as disciples, people might make fun of them. Or they might not be nice to them because they follow him. Now, I don't know about you, but this may have happened to you if you said in school, or maybe in university, or maybe at work even, that you go to church or you go to Sunday club, that you follow Jesus, that you're a Christian. There's a great Welsh hymn, Dilynaf y Mugail Trwy Voes, which I will not sing at this point. I will follow the shepherd throughout my life is a rough translation. And there's a great couplet, Nid ryfedd os gwawdir y gwas, cant gwawd. Gawodd arglwydd y nef, which again roughly translates as, it's no surprise if the servant is mocked, because the Lord of heaven was mocked. And this is what Jesus tells us in the section that comes after our reading. But you know what, from my own experience, I found that letting people know that I'm a Christian, that I come to St. Mike's, doesn't necessarily mean that they make fun of me, because sometimes they'll say, oh, why have you gone to church? Or, that's interesting, tell me about St. Mike's. Or in one instance, what's all this St. Mike's business then? And that could give us a chance to tell people then about the love of Jesus and why we follow him. Or, to put it another way, why we are happy to be his disciples. I'm not sure about squirting the ice right in your mouth is a particularly good idea. So maybe not, maybe on the disciple. Ooh, sorry. So, being a disciple of Jesus means that we're followers of Christ, but in addition, that we should lead others to do the same. So that through our actions and what we do, and by sharing love, people will say, I want a bit of what he or she has got. I want some of that too. And you know, Jesus didn't choose his disciples because of the absolute strength of their faith. They wobbled. They had weak moments. They weren't perfect. We know that from the Bible. He didn't choose them necessarily because they had amazing talents that nobody else had. They were a real motley lot, a mixed bunch of people from all different backgrounds, just like us here in church. But the one thing they had in common was a love for Jesus, a love for one another, and a willingness to obey Jesus and follow him. So we don't necessarily need a PhD in theology to be a disciple. We just need to follow Jesus and do what he asks of us. I've got a little video, it's a change from my voice just to end up here. Just a short video for you to have a look at. Great, thank you for watching. Sorry? You want another one? Well, there are a few left, maybe at the end. I think that's a great little video, some interesting thoughts there. And I think it ties in nicely with our church's mission here. Love by Jesus, going out and sharing his love, being his disciples. I've been good. I told Hannah I wouldn't be too long, and I think I've stuck to my time. So as a response, what I'd like to do, during perhaps the worship, the songs, is to invite people, if you want to come out just and sign a little pledge. That's right, this one. I promise to try to be more like Jesus. It's his disciples. And I'll start it off by putting my name there. If you'd like to, please feel free, come forward and sign. And thank you very much for listening this morning. Take these away and, you know, munch on them. And interesting disciple designs, I must say. Thank you.